This is VLX number 16, Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. Jesus calls his first disciples. VLX stands for Video Lectio Divina, the online Ignatian mental prayer. This is from Matthew 4, and again, sometimes I'll say Jesus in place of he if it's implied in the first sentence. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Okay, let's very quickly review the St. Bruno method of mental prayer, also called the apophatic way. First is lectio, which means careful study. Number two is meditatio, which is hidden treasure. Three is oratio, drive the evil and keep the good. Four is contemplatio, the look of love. Five is operatio, what to do. So for that careful study, a few things here. First, just notice that Simon and Andrew were the first that our Lord called. And secondly, James and John was the second that our Lord called, the second group. Fisherman's an interesting term. You know, a lot of times we hear this term, "I will make you fishers of men," and we think of it as kind of very sweet because we've heard it so many times. I could almost imagine some big plaque in Hobby Lobby in gray or beige having this lovely cursive that says, "I will make you fishers of men." And it sounds very nice. But if you think of what a fisherman does to fish, he kills them. He actually kills them. Lapide gives this poem, "Their mercies are the nets and vows are cables, death the reward, virtue the prow, the keel salvation." So in other words, these disciples would have heard fishers of men and understood that fish are killed by men. So it's not as sweet as maybe Hobby Lobby art might make you think. Fishermen kill fish. But there's a resurrection. Lapide says this, quoting Ambrose. "Zogron, take them alive, catch them for life." St. Ambrose translates, "make them live," as though Christ had said, "Fishermen, take fishes for death, that they may kill and eat them, but thou, O Peter, with the other apostles, shalt catch men unto life, that they may die to their old life, which they spent in sinning, and begin a new life and live for God in holiness." And Lapide asks us to compare that to Romans 6:11, "So do you also reckon that you are dead to sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus." But the main thing I want us to look at in both the method of St. Bruno and the method of St. Teresa of Avila, or the way of St. Ignatius of Loyola, is follow me. Let's look quickly at St. Bruno here. So this term follow me, notice that the Greek has that word eutheos twice. Immediately. Eutheos means immediately. And both sets of brothers, Simon and Andrew and James and John, both immediately left their nets. Now, think about what this means for a minute. There are 7 billion people on this planet. 2 billion of them claim Christ as Savior and God. Now, barring the discussion about how many of those 2 billion actually carry their cross, follow the commandments, everything, 2 billion people on this planet claim Christ as Savior and God, beginning at that enterprise of Jesus looking at these four fishermen and saying, "Follow me." So even in the method of St. Bruno, without setting up the five senses that we'll get to in the way of St. Ignatius, you should still think about how many things you want Jesus to straighten out in your life before you follow him. Maybe your spouse left you. Maybe you're in financial trouble. Maybe you were betrayed by someone at work. And we all say, in light of those things, including me, "I know that I need that ironed out of my life, and then I'm going to be ready to follow Jesus." And yet Jesus knows Simon has a family, and John is mending the nets of his father, and he still says, "Follow me anyway," because he knows that he, the God of the universe, can take care of Simon's wife and John's father much better than him. Notice again that James and John were mending the nets of their father. Jesus doesn't bend down and fix the net and then say, "Follow me." Our Lord asks you to follow him today. Even in the method of St. Bruno, hone in on those two words, "follow me." Regardless of that spouse who left you, your financial trouble, that person you want to exact a pound of flesh from who betrayed you, a false accusation. We will never be able to fix all of those. Trust me, I know this in my own life. We'll never be able to fix all of those before we commit to a prayer life. I've tried it so many times, and still Jesus says to me, follow me. Still Jesus says to you, follow me. Let's see how this plays out in the Ignatian method. And I want to review quickly this method of St. Ignatius of Loyola and St. Teresa of Avila, also called the cataphatic way of mental prayer. You have to see that with such an emotional meditation I'm going to give you today, that this is in line with what the saints teach. So the four steps of the cataphatic way. Number one, the selection of material and preparation of meditation. Number two, consideration. Who is here in this scene? What is he doing? Why is he doing it? What does it mean to me? Number three, conversation with Christ. St. Teresa of Avila says you can place yourself in the physical presence of Christ, talk with him, laugh with him, and confide in him. And number four is gratitude or resolution. And again, this is the method that a lot of kids will be able to follow. So this is kind of the point where you want to have kids come in. And I'm actually going to try to make this a little bit more set up for kids, not to make it boring for adults, but actually to make it more exciting for adults. Because again, kids know how to do this. So I'm not condescending anybody. This is truly the way of St. Teresa of Avila and Ignatius of Loyola to set it up for you this well, or at least this intricately and colorfully in the imagination. And kids are very good at it. Again, not because they're stupid, but because they're pure. They have very clear imaginations that are the launching point to God. The humanity of Christ is the launching point to the divinity of Christ, according to Teresa of Avila. So here's what we're going to do today on this setup for Matthew 4, the calling of the first disciples. Here you are on the beach of the Sea of Galilee. You're walking along, literally in your mind's eye, picture all these fishing boats, men talking and working at the same time. You hear a small wave about every 5 seconds. Maybe imagine you have sandals on and you can feel one of those waves every 5 seconds on your feet. You smell fish, but it's not rotten fish. It's as fresh as fish can smell, as some of those boats are full and some are getting ready to go out. Maybe you're munching on a piece of bread. Then you meet Jesus Christ face to face right on this shore. We've spent time in the past falling down and worshiping him, and we will do that again in the future prayer. Of course, this is the creator of heaven and earth. He is your God. He is your creator. But today he wants you to look him in the eyes, not fall at his feet, and experience this God-man who is the most exceptional person ever to walk the planet. Exceptional is a good word I got from Father Jassani. Father Jassani describes Christ this way. He was exceptional. Notice that our heart, which is made for the infinite, needs first of all that which is exceptional in order to breathe. In order to face up to things, in order to resist, in order to live truly, it needs what is exceptional. The exceptional should be every day. The exceptional, that is to say, what corresponds to yourself, corresponds truly to your heart. With that man, it happened like this. The way he spoke, the way he looked, corresponded deeply to your heart. Okay, so Christ looks right at you, and he says, follow me. Why do those two groups of disciples today, Simon and Andrew and then John and James, why does Matthew use that word euthaos immediately? Immediately they followed Christ. Christ didn't promise them women like Muhammad did his followers. Christ didn't promise them riches like the TV televangelists do. He didn't even threaten them with hell if they didn't follow him, or promise them with heaven if they did follow him. He did say they would be fishers of men, but he didn't even tell them that they would make several billion followers and change the entire face of the earth forever if they followed him. He didn't say he would mend their nets first or take care of their families after. And maybe some of you say, I can't do this meditation. I'm a miserable sinner. Yep, you're a miserable sinner. You are, just like Simon or Andrew. This is why our Lord chose these people. And still, Jesus looks them in the eyes and says, follow me. He just said that, follow me. Look Jesus in the eyes in your mental prayer today as he says to you today, follow me. What is your answer?